feel very honored to be here. I've spoken many, many times, Baruch Hashem, over the years in the Torah Way in Manchester, but I think it's my first time speaking in the Torah Way in Golders Green. So I'm very honored to be able to be here at Gois Hashkoyach. So I want to focus today on the Pusik that we just lined on Shabbos, Parshas Baloischel. When the Yidden left HaSinai, state in the Torah, Vayisi Maha Hashem Derech Shloishes Yomim. The Yidden had been Bahasinai, they arrived Shchoidish Sivan in the first year. They stayed there for an entire year, minus 10 days. Came Chof Ia in the second year. Then the Yidden saw that Nanei HaKovid started to travel. They were on the way to Eretz Yisroel. They were hoping within a few days to go into Eretz Yisroel. So the Yidden left HaSinai. Shteit in the Torah, Vayisi Maha Hashem Derech Shloishes Yomim. They traveled. However, there is a Yishalmi, and the Ramban often Platz quotes it, that this Pusit is actually written Leganai. Writes the Ramban these words, Nosi Mahasinai Besimcha. They traveled from HaSinai Besimcha. What type of simcha? Ketinok haboireach mibeis haSefer. Like a child who is happy to run out of school, to run out of cheder. Omri, the Yidden said, Shema yarba v'yitin luni mitzvahs. Who knows? Perhaps the Rosh is going to give us even more mitzvahs to keep. We see we can go. Oh, Baruch Hashem, finally we're leaving. And they ran away from HaSinai. In other words, they didn't actually leave HaSinai. They didn't actually go because they wanted to go to Eretz Yisroel. It's an antlofen fin HaSinai. V'zeh v'yisi maha Hashem. They wanted to go away from the place which was the HaHashem. Says the Ramban, v'shema, and perhaps ilmulei chotom zeh. If not for this one aveira, hoya machnisom le'uretz miyad. The Yidden would have gone straight into Eretz Yisroel. If you want to know why did things go so badly wrong in the Midbar, v'yanasi oisi ze esa pa'umim. Straight afterwards, we had miyachileini busa. Then we had the Meraglim with Koirach, with various other things that went on. This was all because of aveira goireres aveira, and it started with that they ran away from HaSinai. A gewaltige chiddush. Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Kif Tezayin writes the same yesod. Be'emes is kimat ha'befeish ha'gemura. The Gemara says there, Vayisi maha Hashem, Omer Reb Chom Reb Chanina, Shesuri ma'acharei Hashem. They went away from the Rabbein Shloim. Writes Tosfos, K'do Omer b'medrash, like it's written in the Medrash, Vayisi shenos ma'asin derech shloishes yomim ketinek haboireach mibeis haSefer shoboireach v'hoylech loy. They were running away. Kach ho yiborchim mahaSinai lefi shelomdi harba toira b'Sinai. Because they learned so much Torah, they had enough. They wanted to run away. L'choira, it's a great sapella. How could it be those Yidden who they had heard from their boyin shloilem anoichi v'lo yilechu? They were the Dodea. They should say, we don't want any more, we've had enough. It doesn't seem to add up. And we find various Sforim write about this, as we'll see in a minute. But first of all, I want to quote the words of a Sefer Machsheves Nochem. It was written by one of the greatest tzaddikim, Reb Nochem Rabinovich, lived at the end of his life in Eretz Yisroel in Haifa. And he writes, we see how Chazal was so makpid that we shouldn't copy the mistake that the Yidden did to run away from Torah and from mitzvahs. And that's why we find certain halachas. For example, the Mogen Avraham writes in Hilchas Tefillin, in Siman Chof Hei, in the name of the Shlo HaKodesh, when a person takes off his tefillin, Shel Rosh, Kusav B'Shlo, Sheru Rabbi Shechulas Tefillin Shel Rosh B'Yad Samoil. He used his left hand to take off his tefillin shel rosh. V'hatam, The reason for this is Shamara Shakusha Ulav Chalit Susam. You have to show this. You'd like to really keep on your tefillin all day. In the olden times, people would wear tefillin all day. Today, we don't. So at least when you take them down, don't let's quickly shlep them off. Sometimes you see people with such a... Take them off slowly. Show that you want really to keep them on. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes it as well. And he says you should take them off with your left hand. Laharoi shakusha ulav chalit susam. That's the lotion of the Mishnah Berurah. Another halucha, if on Sukkos it starts to rain, you're not supposed to say, ah, Baruch Hashem, we can go back into our house. Shteit in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Tes, you should go out from the Sukkah with Hachnua. Go out, Bachnua. Show that it's difficult. You'd like to stay on in the Sukkah, but what can we do? It's raining. Another halucha, shteit in the Gemara Masechtas Brachos, in Davova Medbeis, Hayoitza Mibeis HaKnesses. When you go out of Shiel, al yafsia psia gasa. Don't walk out quickly, march out of Shiel. Why not? Says Rashi, lefi shamara ba'atzmoi she'ikav beis ha'knesses, doima ulof kemasi. It looks like you can't wait to get out of Shiel. So you're running out the first opportunity. So when it comes time to go out of Shiel, you go out slowly. Show that you'd like to really stay on, but what can you do? You got to go. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Tefillah in Peiriches that the opposite is when you go to Shiel. When you go to Shiel is mitzvah luritz. To go to Shiel is a mitzvah to run to Shiel. Shneema avenedu near the full adas Hashem. Obezuk the Rambam mekashiyetze mibeis haknesses. When you go out, al yafsi psigas elayelech maat maat. Go out slowly. And when you come into Shiel, don't stand by the back door. No, come in properly inside the Shiel. Again, some people like to always loiter by the back door. Come inside. Don't look, give an appearance as if you're waiting to leave. So these are halachos that we need to know. So the question is, oi bazoi. If we understand Snishkin Derech Eretz to run out of Shiel, go out of Shiel slowly, how could it be that the Dor Deya, they ran away from Har Sinai as a shafalushin, ketinik haboireach mibeis ha-sefer? So the Shem Shmiel asks this question, and he writes a very shafalushin. He writes, were the Dor Deya tipshim? Were they fools? Who knew more than them that the Torah is kiheim chayeini v'orech yameini, that received the Torah from the Rabbein Shon? Who knew more than them? How could it be? Suddenly, they want to make a runner. So Zuk the Shem Mishmiel, the following answer. We know this Tariag mitzvahs, Ramach mitzvahs asei keneged the Ramach hevurim, Shesa mitzvahs lois asei keneged the Shesa gidim. And they understood that we need all the Tariag mitzvahs for every person to be mashlim himself. So they'd received the Tariag mitzvahs. We know that all the Tariag mitzvahs are merimas and Aseres Hadibros, Meshabriya brings it down. So the Yidden thought, if the Rebbe is going to give us more mitzvahs, this is only a tzorich gavoya, but we are not going to gain anything. We only need Tariag mitzvahs. And in fact, we only do have Tariag mitzvahs. So if the Rebbe is going to be giving us more mitzvahs, that's for tzorich gavoya, but they're not going to benefit from it. Because they're not going to benefit. That's the dim one. This is the teretz of the Shem Mishmiel. However, I want to focus on a different teretz. It's written in the Sifse Tzadik from Rav Pinchas Menachem from Pilz. He was an einikel of the Chedish Arim, a brother-in-law of Sfasemes, even from the Greiser Rebbes in Poland 150 years ago. He also asked, Kushem ma'oid loy maldoy deya, that they ran away. And question number two he asks, and was it help to run away from Har Sinai? The Boishim can't give them mitzvahs somewhere else. We know the Boishim gave them mitzvahs afterwards in Arvas Moyev. All the mitzvahs in Sefer Devorim were given later on. So was it help to run away from Asina? Boishim can give them mitzvahs wherever. Yoina, we know, ran away from Eretz Yisrael because it was only Nevi and Eretz Yisrael. He thought it goes out of Eretz Yisrael, there'll be no more Nevi. But the Yidden and the Midbar, wherever they are, the Boishim will speak to Moshe Rabbeinu and give over more mitzvahs, as like what happened in Arvas Moyev. So writes the Sifse Tzadik as follows. The Ika Avoida of a Yid is to be Miyageya himself in Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebalpeh is to understand where we learn out from the Psikim and Torah Shebichsav, the Racham HaKodesh speaks about this, where everything is written in the Torah, and to learn out and to add on Gedurim and Siyugim. The Yidin understood that if they're going to stay in Har Sinai, after they've been given Tariq Mitzvahs, the Pshat is Rabbi Shem is going to give them Torah Shebal Peh as well. The Rabbi Shem is going to give them Torah Shebal Peh. And that they didn't want. They didn't want to receive the Torah as a matuna fin shemaim. They wanted to work it out themselves, to make an eigene yegiya in Torah. That's what they wanted. They didn't want to run away. They wanted to push it, learn themselves. And if they're staying on, Ephshaboshim was going to give them Torah Shebal Peh. And that they didn't want. And when Chazal say they were like a tinnik haboireach mibeis ha-sefer, writes the Sifse Tzaddik, the kavun of Chazal was like a tinnik toiv, like a gitter yingler, who he doesn't want to hear it all from the melamed. He doesn't want to be spoon-fed. He wants to learn by himself. This is the kavuna, like a tinnik toiv who wants to learn himself. I want to speak about this today, because although it's a gewaldige beshat, it doesn't really add up. Because we saw clearly the lushan of Chazal is v'yisim Hashem sheshesuri mahashem. They went away from the Rebbein Shem, and the reason why we have those two psikin there v'yehi bin soya ivenicha yoyma tell us Chazal is lahafsig bein perunios la perunios. What's the first perunios? That they ran off. They made a runner. If they meant l'shem shemayim, like the Sifse Tzaddik says, how do we explain this? It doesn't seem really to add up. So this is what I want to explain today. But first of all, this yisod that the Sifse Tzaddik writes, that they wanted to be miyageya themselves, not to receive all a matun mishamayim, we find various other surim write the same yisod already earlier. My Zayde, the Chotkiver Rebbe, Schisse Yugin Aleini, in the Sefer Ginzei Yisrael, explains the pusik. But when the Yidden came to Har Sinai and the Rabbi Shem said, "Anoichi v'lo yelecho," the Yidden couldn't take it, and they said, "Daba ata imuni, Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu, we want you should give us the Torah." Va'al yedaba imuni Elohim. We don't want to hear this from the Rabbi Shloim. And not only was Rabbi Shem not upset with them, just the opposite. The Rabbi Shem said, "Hey Tivi kol hashediberi." What they said was right; it was correct. Freak the Rebbe as follows. It's Mamma Shapela. What could be a gresser's chis to hear direct from the Rabbeinu Shloilem? And the Yidden say, Rabbeinu Shloilem, no, we don't want to hear from you. Al yadabi imuni elokim. So zook the Chotkeb, the Zelbi Yisod, as over the Sifse Tzaddik. Em ki le gedoyle yechushev zois lem. Vos kin zan a gresser's chis and gedilla to hear directly from the Rabbeinu Shloilem? Em kol ze mochli alkach. They were moichel on this covered. Why? Says the Rebbe these words. Because Hevini, they understood. When the Rebbein Shem will reveal himself and give them over himself the Torah. After the Yidden was zoichet, such an unbelievable his galus. Their avoider will no longer be considered chushev. Why? Because since they've heard this direct from the Baruch Shem, they'll have no more bechira. This is all a matunim in a shemaim. They said, we want to do it by ourselves. We don't want to be spoon-fed. Oh, the Baruch Shem heard this. Hey, TV kol hashediberi. And the Zelbavot shrap the Rop Shitzaruf in his Sefer Zerah Kodesh. Against Arichas, how he explains this, and the Shem Mishmil also writes the same Yesod. So we see already here that this Yesod, which was written by the Sifse Tzaddik, Ebetzim, the Yidden already before Hankabus Torah said, we don't want to hear direct from the Baruch Shem. We want to hear from Moshe Rabbeinu. We want to work on it ourselves. Now we understand very well. As a continuation to that, the Yidden said, we want to learn Torah Shebal Peh ourselves. We're worried the Baruch Shem is going to give us more Torah. What Torah? Torah Shebal Peh. We don't want to get Torah Shebal Peh from the Rabbeinu Shem. We want to learn it ourselves. That's gewaltig. However, the question remains. So if that was the kavuna, and the kavunusam was latoiva, so why are Chazal now telling us, no, it was wrong. What they did was wrong, and it was an aveira, and we have to have the two psikim to separate between perunis rishoina le perunis shniya. We see clearly from the lushan of Chazal, what they did was wrong. And we have even a third gemura, a gemura in Tanis. Steht in the Gemara in Daf Chuftes, Vahi b'shuna shenis, b'choydash ha-shen, b'esm choydash, na'al ha-unam ala mishkan eidash, v'yisi maha ha-shibdach shloshes yomim, omre b'chama b'chanina, oysa ha-yoyim, that day, suri ma'acharei Hashem. They went away from the Rabbein Shem. Says Rashi, where do we see it in the Pusik? Says Rashi, very interesting comment. Says Rashi, maha lushoin mahe. Mahar is the same letters, Maha is Mahe. Suri Maha Hashem is Suri Mahe Maha Hashem. They went away from the Rabbein Shem. So, according to the Sif Tzadik, just the opposite. They were trying to come. So, I found a Gewaldige beer in the Sefer Marche Leiv from Ramoshe Schwab Zeicha Tzadik Levrucha the Mashkiach in Gates of Yeshiva. You know, sometimes you see Yesoides Vushtaita Chasidish Yisroim. People say, this is the Chassid Shemahalach. I want to know, what's the Litvish Shemahalach? They won't go down that road. So we're going to show how both the Chassidish Gedolim and the Litvish Gedolim had the same Mahalach and they come to the same point. Rav Moshe Schwab, Zechoin Levrucha, writes these words, Nagdim Levai es mashmuas hachet shel tinek habareich mi beis ha-sefer. I want to explain, how can it be? It cannot be that when Chazal said these words, it was meant to be taken literally. So first of all, Zukra Moshe, where did Chazal see in these words, Vayisi Maha Hashem, that they made a runner? Like we said, the Yidden only travelled after being there for an entire year because the Amame HaKovid started to move. If the Amnani HaKovid started to move, so they had to go as well. So they didn't go by themselves and then the Amnani HaKovid came after them. They were following the Amnani HaKovid. They ran away. They were following. The Rabbi Shem said, time to go. So Zukra Moshe Schwab, a gewaldi gewalt. By Kriyas Yamsuf, state in the Torah, Vayasa Moshe es Yisroel, that Moshe Rabbeinu had to drag away the Yidden from the Yamsuf. Says Rashi, because the Mitzriim had brought and decorated all their horses and chariots with Kesev Azov, and the Yidden were busy gathering up, they didn't want to leave. Moshe, Vayasa Moshe, against their will, had to drag them away. Here, Bahasinai, state Vayisi, they on their own accord left. Why is it not written Vayasa Moshe, that Moshe had to drag them away from Hasinai? Zuk Moshe, this is where Chazal were medayik, the chilik between leaving the Yamsuf and leaving Hasinai. Although they only went because the Anane HaKovid had gone, but Chazal saw in these words, Vayisi, and it's not written Vayasa Moshe, that there was a Hagusha, Baruch Hashem, we're going, we're on the way, Baruch Hashem, we're relieved, we're not getting more mitzvahs. That what there was a hagush, such hagush. But the question remains, why did they feel that way? So says Rav Moshe Schwab the following words. Sometimes, you know, a person, he feels very elevated. For example, let's say a person goes to his Rebbe for Yontif. As a heilige matz of Dalton, and he feels as a gehoiben, and he looks around the chabir of Elech, Yidin, and Tamichum, and he's so happy to be part of it, and he feels part of it. But he knows it's only because he's there for a week or for 2 weeks. But to keep this up, if he'd lived there, he wouldn't be able to manage. It was nice to be there for a week, for 2 weeks, but that's not really who I am. And when it comes time to go home, he's relieved, Baruch Hashem, I can go back to my old way. Don't have to daven in a minyan, which takes three times as long as I'm normally used to davening, and so on, and to be up in the base of Medrash, mi boikav aved. It was beautiful, don't get me wrong. He went to Yachid Kala. It was moiridik, the ganze geschmack and the learning. It was beautiful to be there. for a few days, for a week, for 2 weeks. I couldn't keep this up long term. The Yidden were Bahasinai. They were Zoicha to the Gresta Gileim, what we can't begin to imagine. But the Yidden viewed themselves, this is not really who I am. Deep, deep down in their heart, they felt, yeah, it was fantastic to be here. But I'm happy now, Baruch Hashem, we can go back to the old ways. This feeling, Zuchra Moshe Schwab, Mishim Shahoyi B'Madregas Koi Gavoyas, because they were on such high level, such an exalted level, Higishi She'enam Shaychem Adayin L'Madregazi, they felt that this Madrega, they were not, this was not who they really were. That they were on levels Asher He'em No'em Shem Oim De Madrega L'Male M'Madregusam Hu Amitis. They were on a level which is higher than their genuine Madrega. And therefore, they said, yeah, it was good, but now it's time to go back. The roots in there, and this roots that they had to go back to how they were before, is Nikra Befi Chazal Ketinik HaBoireach Mibes HaSefer. Says now Rav Moshe Schwab, the Ramban had said, that Il Mule Chetom Ze, if not for this one Aveira, they would have gone straight into Hetzroh. Was this so terrible, what they did? Because of this, this was the catalyst, they couldn't go into Hetzroh. So Zuchra Moshe Schwab, the reason why a person doesn't steig is because he doesn't believe in himself. And Be'emes, we learnt it this week in Pirkei Ovos. The Mishnah says in Masechtas Ovos, Al tihi rusha bifnei atzmacho. Don't look at yourself as if you are a Rusha. And quotes the Bataneer in the name of the Rambam, Kaloima letachzik atzmacho l'Rusha, shemetoich kach atoyotze letarbes ruh legamrei. And the Chofetz Chaim writes this, Ba'arichas, in Shmir's Halushin, on this week's Pasha, at the end of Shmir's Halushin, the Chelet Beis, he's got on the Sedras. And he asks her, where did the Meraglim go so badly wrong? To be moitzi dibba aluritz. They were great people. And he writes, the shoirish of the aveir of the meraglim. And writes the Chofetz Chaim, if we'll be honest with ourselves, we will see that we all have this chisurin, is that they did not believe in their true potential, in their true koyach. They came to Yisroel, and they saw that the giborim, the b'nei anok, and they knew that in order to defeat them, there's no way they can defeat them b'derech hateva. It's only b'derech nes. In order to be zoicha to a nes, you need big zechisim. And they looked at themselves that they are not worthy that the Rabbi in the Shloim is going to perform for them nisim. So they said, achuzakim imeni, they're too strong. Too strong for the Rabbi in the Shloim? Can't be, that's what they meant. What they meant to say is that they are not worthy of the Rebbeinu performing for them such gewaltige nisim. So therefore they said, we're not going to be able to go. The Rebbeinu is not going to do fast nisim. When a person doesn't believe in himself, what happens is he gives up. He gives up. And this is what happened to the Meraglim. Zuchra Moshe Schwab, this was the chisuroin why the Yidden wanted to leave Hasinai. They left Hasinai because they didn't believe this is the true me. I'm not this grace of tzaddik. What do you want from me already? Leave me alone. Ich kenish. Can't daven so long. I can't learn so long. The Toitus is too hard for me. The mashu is too difficult to understand. I'm just a simple Jew. Leave me. I can say a bit of Tehillim once in a while, as long as not too long. I'm a simple fellow. I know what I can do. And I know what I can't do. I know what I'm capable of. I know what I'm not capable of. This is where the Yidden were coming from. Zuchra Moshe Schwab. This was the shoirish of the downfall why they left Hasinai. And this was the downfall which caused everything along the way. And this is what we, unfortunately today, are still suffering from the same problem. However, we need still to explain. So, why when the Yidden said to Rabbi Nishloilam, said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Daba ata imuni, val yidaba imuni elekim, oh, that found favor in the Rabbi Nishloilam's eyes. And he said, hey, TV kalash shadabay, that was good. L'chorir, as we explained, it was the same thing. So why was that good? And that was not good. So the answer is, and this is a very, very dakas dikka chilik, the Yidden wanted to serve Hashem on their own koiches. They wanted to steig more and more. They knew if they're going to hear this directly from their Ribono Shel Olam, then it's just they've been given everything on a silver platter. They're not doing anything by themselves. So they said, Moshe Rabbeinu, you speak with us. Va'al yadav emun elokim. We want to do it under our own steam. So there, it wasn't they were running away, just the opposite. They wanted to be miyagei themselves to do it. They believe themselves, they can get there. They don't want to do it, get it all the matunim shemaim. So the boy shem hetivu kol ashadabeiri. That was when hearing the ases adibus. But when it came to leaving Sinai, there was, said the Sifsei Tzadik. Sifsei Tzadik said that they were like a tinik toiv ha-boireich mi-beis ha-sefer, like a good child who wants to learn by himself. So the question was, if so, what was the Aveira? The Aveira was that they didn't believe in themselves. We can't do it anymore. It's too hard for us. We've received as much Torah as we can manage. We don't want to get more Torah. We can't manage more than that. So although there was a kavuna l'toiva, they weren't rebelling, they wanted to learn Torah, they weren't looking to run away, but there was it. We've had enough. We're not capable of doing more. That was the chisurin of where they went wrong. Now every single time, whenever we take out the Sefer Torah to line, we always say these psikim of Vayehi ben Soya ha'uron v'yom Moshe, and when we put back the Sefer Torah, we say the pusik of Ivan Nichoy Yoima. And these are the psikim which is written in the Torah, lahafsik ben perunios leperunios, to be mafsik between them running away from Ha-Sinai and the next Aveira of Miachileini Pusa. And the question is, what connection do these psikim have with Kriyas HaTorah? Why are we saying this psikim by Kriyas HaTorah? So it's important to know that it's not written in Shulchan Aruch on the Noisa Kelim at all to say these psikim. And the Lakita Marich already writes, it's not brought down. Where's the makor? That's the Kitmarich in the Kolboy. The Kolboy, one of the Rishonim and the Orchas Chaim, they write that Noihagim to say these psikim, but they don't give us a reason. And the question is, what's the reason? So Balabatish, we would say, because since Vayehi bin Soya ha'uroin, when the Uran was traveling, and we take the Sefer Torah out the Uran HaKodesh and it's going to the Bima, so the Sefer Torah is also traveling, and then we're putting it back. But Lefi Devarani, we can say a different word. Vayehi ben Soya is written in the Torah, Lahafsik ben Perunius, that they ran away. They didn't want to hear anymore the Dvar Hashem. When we say Vayehi ben Soya Urim Vayoyim Moshe, what we are declaring is that we don't want to be like the Doi Hadeya who ran away from the Hashem. They didn't want to hear Mutar. We do want to hear the Dvar Hashem. The Beis Yosef writes in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah that every time when we take out a Sefer Torah and we line from it, it's like Mamet HaSinai. The Rebbe Hashem is speaking to us. So the Rebbe Hashem is speaking to us. So we say this psikim, Rebbe Hashem, we want to hear the Torah. So this is what we do. We say the psikim vayim b'Torah, a Yid has a cheshik to learn. Rebbe Hashem taka helfim, we should all be zoicha, lilmoy de lalameid, lishmoy v'lasoy, selakayim, es kol de resalmo teresecho, v'ahava omeid. Thank you.